You were in the business of selling e-cigarettes.
That's correct.
His new career was put on hold.
You were going to be leaving the country for several months.
And I needed somebody to watch over the merchandise.
Then his inventory vaporized.
How much did you use?
A small portion compared to the bulk of the merchandise.
How much do you say she did not return to you?
The value of it was $5,500.
Just say no.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Aiden Hamairi is suing former friend and employee Crystal Martin for the return of e-cigarette merchandise she took without permission.
Order. All rise. Case number 499 on the calendar, the matter of Hamairi versus Martin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Hamairi, you were in a business of selling e-cigarettes.
That's correct.
Now, I am probably among the only people in the country that doesn't know exactly what those are. Okay. So before we go any further, I would like you to explain to me what an e-cigarette is.
It's basically a way for a smoker to get their nicotine fix without any of the chemicals that are in regular cigarettes.
Well, explain that to me.
Okay, basically, you have liquid which has nicotine in it. It's in a flavor like a cigarette. Use the electronic device, you get the nicotine, which is what smokers are addicted to, without getting all the chemicals that can cause you health problems.
But you're using nicotine.
Nicotine is not the problem in cigarettes. It's the chemicals in it. Nicotine in itself, it's not the problem.
It's okay.
Yes.
I didn't
know that too in the past as well.
I didn't know that in the past, and I'm going to tell you something, I don't know that in the future. Now, do they have smoke?
They have vapor.
Vapor?
Yes.
Does
there's
it
no
smell?
Secondhand smoking, there's
Does
no
it smell.
Smell? No, ma'am.
So it was one of the advantages that you can use it where you're not allowed to use regular cigarettes?
And without harming anybody else, because there's no secondhand smoking at all.
Just say no.
That will be better.
And do you smoke one at a time, just like you do a pack of cigarettes? Does they come in a pack?
No, it has liquid in it, which you can refill that liquid. Every time you refill the liquid, it's equivalent to between a pack to two packs, depends on the size.
So what do? Just take the one cigarette and put it in your pocket?
Yes.
And you just keep refilling it?
And you need to recharge it with electricity as well.
And the cigarette itself is charged?
It's like a battery.
With a battery?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
It helps people.
But there's a need. There's someone always ready to fill that need.
There you are.
There you go. Okay. So you sold these e-cigarettes.
That's correct.
At an outdoor flea market?
At a mall in Frisco, Texas.
Did you have a booth at the mall or a store?
Yes, a kiosk.
But it's a booth. You rent booth space at a mall.
That's correct. Yeah.
I'm old. That's the way I refer to it. How much do you pay for rent for this little booth, or at the time you knew her?
It's about $35,000 to $5,000, depends on the month of the year.
$35,000 to $5,000 a month?
That's correct, ma'am.
You no longer have the booth?
No.
How long had you had the booth?
8 months.
And that was your full-time job or part-time job?
Full-time.
And you worked the booth with your wife?
Yes.
There came a time at some point that Miss Martin came in and did some work for you.
First, she was a customer. We were short-staffed. She offered to watch the booth in exchange for free merchandise. We did it a couple of times.
And so you didn't pay her, you bartered with her for her time?
Yes.
For her e-cigarettes?
For the refills, yes.
Yeah. And how many days or weeks did she fill in for you?
A couple of days.
When was that?
Either in May or June.
Of this past year. And then according to the complaint, according to what I read, you had a family emergency.
Yes, my grandmother
A relative of yours was ill in Israel.
That's correct.
And you were going to be leaving the country for several months.
Yes.
And you needed someone to run the booth?
No. I closed the booth. And I needed somebody to watch over the merchandise. And Miss Martin was one of our biggest customers, and she was a close friend with my wife. We believed we could trust her, so we left everything with her.
So you left the merchandise with her. She was not operating out of the booth?
No.
Can you describe for me the bulk of this merchandise? What does it look like? Is it as big as that desk? All the merchandise
it was about two boxes the size of this desk. Very big box, 2 to 3 big boxes.
And how tall?
About this height.
So actually about the size of that desk.
Yeah.
And did you bring them over to her house?
She came to my house to pick them up.
Who put them in her car?
I did.
Did you put them in her trunk?
I don't remember.
Trunk or back seat?
I believe it was the back seat.
And when did he bring the merchandise over, Miss Martin?
Right around Father's Day, because there's a Father's Day event that day.
Well, Father's Day's in June.
It was in June 14th.
And on what date did you leave for Israel?
I think it was June 25th.
Now, your lawsuit says she didn't return or pay for the bulk of the merchandise. That's what your lawsuit says. Ms. Martin says that that wasn't the arrangement. She thought the arrangement was she could use what she wanted of the e-cigarettes for her own purposes, and she did sell some, but most of them were picked up by you at No. some point. So she has two defenses. A, she thought that was her compensation for selling your merchandise, and B, that she left stuff outside and you came and picked it up in
May
the middle
I say
of the night.
What was the agreement between us?
Just a second. That's what the lawsuit is. I'm giving you
okay.
what it is about. So, these two boxes of merchandise that you brought over to Ms. Martin's house, how much did you pay for the contents of the two boxes of merchandise that you brought to Ms. Martin?
It's a rough estimation, but I think about $6,000.
Do you have any invoices to that effect?
I have an invoice, but it doesn't have all the prices.
Well, we knew where we were coming today. We're not talking about something happened 10 years ago. We're talking something that happened within a year. You purchased the e-cigarettes from someone, correct?
That's correct.
From whom?
A wholesaler in McAllen, Texas.
Fine. That's very easy. I want to see the invoice of how much you paid for them.
I have the invoice. I don't have the amount that I paid for it.
I need to know how much you paid for it. You say to me that you brought merchandise to her house, she refused to return it, and she didn't pay for it. How am I supposed to know what you paid for it?
Because she was a customer, and she had to pay the prices as a customer.
No, 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 no. That's not your damages, sir. Your damages are what you paid for it.
Our agreement was that while I was away, she would use what she needs to use. She will pay the prices like she was used to pay as a customer. She was supposed to give me the money every 2 weeks to a month. I have text messages proving that she's telling me almost every month that she will send me the money.
How much do you say she did not return to you?
The value of it was $5,500.
I don't believe you. Do you know why I don't believe you? Because you don't have proof. What do you think you're coming here for?
I can show you the prices online in the wholesale website.
I don't want to see prices online, Mr. Hemery. Prices online doesn't tell me what you paid for it when it's very easy for you to get the invoice from the company that you bought the e-cigarettes from.
I'm not working with that company anymore, and we have a confidentiality agreement that I'm not allowed to disclose wholesale prices.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
Now.
I can be sued if I would have brought something like that.
Just a second. You can go out, call the company, ask them to send you a copy of the invoice. We have a fax machine here. We will accept it. Do you understand? If you don't want to do that, I'm saying goodbye to you.
I can try that.
Perfect. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay. This case will be recalled.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She basically took everything out of the kits and put empty kits inside the box just to fill it up so it will look full. But as soon as I opened the kits, they were all empty.
And I don't believe that they were all empty.
Almost all of them. Some of them
still had some. Don't tell me almost.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Aiden Hamairi says former friend and employee Crystal Martin stole e-cigarette merchandise he left in her care. Crystal says the items were payment for services rendered.
It's a recall case 499, the matter of Hamairi versus Martin. Parties are reminded you're still under oath.
All right, Mr. Hamairi, do you have those invoices for me?
Yes.
Great, thank you.
There's the invoice, the statement of payment, and the invoice of what she used.
This doesn't say anything about $6,000. This says $4,200.
I know, but there was more merchandise.
April.
I don't have the invoice
for that.
That's
in April.
Yeah, those were...
In April. You left in June.
Yeah, you usually order 2 months in advance.
This is April. You left in June. You closed your business when?
The beginning of June.
Beginning of June. So you were working in April and May.
That's the last order I made with that company.
In April. You read this. Would you return this to him? And I want you to tell me the last order that you placed to the company where you refurbished your supply was on what date?
March, and I paid for it in April.
You're just March, and you paid for it in April?
That's correct, ma'am.
And how much did you pay for it in April?
$4,200.
There is another invoice there. What is that?
There was a small order on the 30th of April.
There was a small order on April 30th?
Yeah.
And how much was the small order for?
$700. It was when I knew I was going to close the kiosk already, so it was a small order.
Well, if you knew you were going to close the kiosk, sir, I'm not a business person, but let's say I have a booth and I sell e-cigarettes and I know I'm going to close the booth. I don't order more merchandise, even a small order, unless, listen, unless I'm almost out of the old merchandise that I've ordered in March.
It's a different merchandise.
For which you paid $4,200, not $6,000. So I wouldn't order if I knew I was closing. I would say, well, if I'm closing, I'm going to get rid of my merchandise. I'm not going to order more unless I needed to fill in for a couple of months.
That's what I did because there's different flavors, so I needed to order specific flavors that I was missing out. That was it was a small order, not a big one.
We're not going with your $6,000, sir. Because at best that shows $4,200, but you're also in business for months every day. Your primary source of business. So I don't like exaggeration. Exaggeration doesn't help me. I think she probably took your property. What? Yes, you took his property.
No, he was returned all but a very small portion.
Okay. Yeah. Now I want you to tell me, he comes back from Israel. He doesn't come back to where you live. He says, send me back my property because I gave you a couple of boxes of property. I want it back. So what do?
I spoke with him. We were trying to figure out whether to ship it, where to ship it, how much it weighed, to see an estimate of cost, what it would take to ship it.
Let me tell you.
We decided he would have it picked up.
Listen to me carefully. If you're talking about shipping, you're not talking about taking a little teeny weeny box to UPS. You're talking about taking a box, which means you had substantial merchandise left over.
Yes.
I don't know how much it costs because he's not forthcoming with a reasonable figure for me, but did you have the two boxes left over?
It was too much for me to carry to a UPS store.
No, listen to me, not yes.
Yes, I had it left over.
Did you have the two boxes left over or one box or one and a half box? You had two boxes left over, the same two boxes that he had brought to you.
Correct.
Okay, and in what month were you supposed to return them?
It was returned.
In what month?
August or September? September, I believe.
All right. Now tell me how you returned it to him.
He had it picked up by a friend on my front porch.
You left it out on the front porch?
Because it was 3 a.m. before they got there.
Just a sec. Why would you leave valuable merchandise out on the front porch?
He doesn't disclaim that it wasn't picked up. He doesn't dispute that.
It was picked up.
It was. She basically told me that she's going to give it
to him. Just a second.
It was picked up.
And what was picked up?
The two boxes, but not close to being full. And I have even evidence to show that the kits that were inside the box were completely empty. She basically took everything out of the kits and put empty kits inside the box just to fill it up so it will look full. But as soon as I opened the kits, they were all empty.
I don't believe that they were all empty.
Almost all of them.
Don't tell me almost.
I have the pictures of what they look like.
How many were full?
A couple at
least. How many were full?
A couple at most.
A couple at most?
Yes.
I can't help you, Mr. Harari. I can't help you because I don't believe you. Because you do not give me information, sir.
I can show you that she emptied
listen
all
to
them.
Me.
I sent her this email when I got the
listen
package.
Listen to me.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Is a court. So far, we've been less than honest with each other.
I've been completely honest, Your Honor.
No, you haven't.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What do you mean I have zero assets? None. Don't waste your time because
she's threatening to sue me.
Yeah, well, you're a hustler.
I am not a hustler.
Yeah, sure you are. I know her for an hour, and I know she's a hustler.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Aiden Hamairi claims former friend and employee, Crystal Martin, owes for the cost of e-cigarette merchandise she stole from him.
Yeah, you said she had $6,000 worth of merchandise. Then when I asked you for an invoice that I insisted that you get, you showed me that in March, you ordered $4,200 worth of merchandise, not $6,000. And in addition to that, you were in business March, April, May, and June. So you were in business. And the end of April, you ordered more merchandise, which means you had to have sold part of that $4,200 bulk of merchandise.
I explained
you didn't reflect that in your complaint, sir. Then when you say she returned the two boxes to me, I did get the two boxes, but most of them were empty. Well, how many were in there? How many were empty? You brought me a picture. At most a couple. We don't do business that way, Mr.
Harari.
No, but
I have an invoice of exactly what I got back from her. Exactly what I sent to her, she got this email, and I have everything that I received back. You can see exactly the invoice of before and after.
Just a second. Is that an invoice that you two agree on or that you prepared for this litigation?
The one that I gave her is the original. The second one is what I got back. Obviously, she didn't pay. And I have proof that she was saying that she was going to send a check with this for the product she used, and no check was received.
That I will absolutely see. Okay. Not the invoice of what you received back that you prepared. Okay. I would like to see her emails.
There's one here. Basically, five times that she said she's going to pay for what she used.
Okay, great.
And
I'd like to see it.
And this email that she said what she used, she sent this to me.
I'd like to see it. Okay, So she says she didn't sell anything to anybody else.
She claims.
This is what, this is what she wants. She says the list is what I want to keep
and
used. So I need a fair price. Well, you can't return what you already used.
That's true.
How much did you use?
I mean, literally, like, item by item. I don't have a list, but maybe 6 batteries, 6 of the disposable atomizers. It's a small portion compared to, I mean, there was thousands of dollars of merchandise in my house. I kept hundreds of dollars, like maybe 200 or 300.
And the evidence that you have, she even offers to sell the merchandise on eBay, and I told her I don't want her to do that.
Because the items were becoming obsolete as she was away. The industry was going so quickly that I was letting him know his items were becoming obsolete. And I was offering to help him sell the merchandise before he was not going to. See, now he can't sell this stuff. It's all obsolete.
How does the merchandise become obsolete?
I don't know.
It's a fast changing. This industry is just booming. There were brick and mortars up before he. That's why the kiosk was no more, because brick and mortar stores went up.
What is a brick and mortar store?
Like, meaning you don't have just a booth. There's actually businesses opening up.
For e-cigarettes?
For huge stores everywhere, on every corner in North Dallas now. And I was letting him know the progress that was happening while he was away, assuming he was away, and was trying to be helpful. I was trying to let him know if he wanted to sell this product, and even the liquids were expiring with the expiration date, that it needed to get sold.
You say to him, I promise to get email out tomorrow and send you some money, too.
Okay, that was, I sent orders out for him and paid for the shipping out of my own pocket as well.
One order.
As doing 5 orders.
Shh.
And drove some to, like, delivered orders. He was paid directly from his customers into his PayPal account. And then he would say, someone's made an order. They paid me. You deliver it. And I would deliver it. And I either paid the shipping or drove or had his customer once come to my house.
She was aware of the product she used.
I can't hear you and read at the same time.
I'm sorry.
What do you mean I have 0 assets? None. None. Don't waste your time, because
he was threatening to sue me.
Yeah, well, you're a hustler.
I am not a hustler.
Yeah, sure you are.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, my problem is that, Mr. Hamereri, I have to guess. It would be almost an uneducated guess, because I have no idea what these things are. I know that she hustled you.
May I explain one thing, if you don't mind?
I will.
She was a customer, and she knew perfectly well the prices that we sold the product in the booth. Okay, that inventory that I gave you, that you put to the side, it's exactly the booth prices which she paid and was aware of the whole time.
That's all right, but now you're storing stuff in her house. She's not your friend, she's not your sister, your mother.
That's the reason I
trusted her. She's not your mother, and you know, and I know her for an hour, and I know she's a hustler. So you're not paying her to store stuff in her house. So one way or another, she's being compensated by doing these little things for you.
Yeah,
so I would at
10%,
least, hey,
10%
I would at least say, well, she's being compensated because she's going to get her fill of these e-cigarettes at least wholesale cost.
She did 3 orders. One of them, she kept the money. She didn't even give it to me.
Listen to me.
Okay.
How much was the order? And prove it to me. How much was the order? That's what I'm telling you. I have
$70.
To do a guess.
You have it. She admits
I have to do a guess. However, since I believe she's a hustler, and since she said it was thousands of dollars worth of merchandise that she put on the porch, that's what she says.
I know it was.
Just a second. But that's what she says. And I've made my conclusion as to, you're a little bit, but she's a hustler. I believe that she either took, used, sold, or whatever, thousands, which means more than one, of dollars of merchandise that didn't belong to her.
Yes,
judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. That's all. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She just refused to pay anything. At first, she said she's going to send a check, but at the end, she didn't send anything.
I did want to pay him and reimburse him, but we were just too far apart on the numbers.
I think she used it and sold it as well.
I thought I was being generous in the amount that I was willing to pay him for the amounts that I did use.
Obviously, she got to keep $3,500 worth of merchandise. So.
And his was just way more than I thought was reasonable.
I'm not going to leave anything. I'm going to pay for storage.
It's a business deal gone bad. It's not enough clarification.
Use storage. Don't trust your friends.
Not enough specifics. There was too much vagueness in the whole situation.